Test 82, Section 1, Question 14. This one says, which proposition is best illustrated by the statements above? So what's best illustrated? Until recently, computers were considered a luxury. Okay, so computers were a luxury. Today, educators argue that students who have not had training in computers will lack the skills necessary to compete. So they argue that if you don't have computer skills, you haven't had training, you won't have the skills to compete. Studies show schools emphasizing computer technology spend more time teaching computer skills, but less time developing basic math and reading skills. So it's basically saying they don't necessarily focus so much on computer skills, but or that they do more on computer skills, but less on developing basic math and reading skills. So I don't know really what that's saying. So it's basically saying they take one at the expense of the other. I don't really know. So A, knowledge of the latest scientific technologies is no more valuable than knowledge of fundamental. No, I don't think that's really it. Schools cannot emphasize teaching of computer skills without neglecting others. Maybe. I don't know that it cannot. A complete rethinking of traditional academic subjects is required in order to keep pace. It's really strong. It's really broad. Attempting to keep pace with recent developments can result in neglecting basic skills in favor of other. Yeah. That's pretty good, because it says can result. B is a little stronger, so I don't like that as well. And then E, giving students a knowledge of new technology should be the primary goal. No, that's not really. It's not really the principle that should be the goal. It's the principle that's being illustrated is just that sometimes when you do one thing, you cut back on another. So therefore, D would be our best answer there.